Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes.
Hey, boy. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
There was no other, no, 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 no. Lord, take away the pain.
Take it.
Oh, you know, let it fall like rain.
Take it.
And it couldn't be much worse down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the gun, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day. Cold this day of my life, I had to rub a cover. No, 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 no. Cold, cold this day of my life, I thought there was no other. No.
Supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, in 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to Soul School Music with the last man standing of the Shylights, Mr. Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups, to honor the legendary Bobby Taylor. May he rest in peace. This broadcast is co-produced by the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. Marshall Thompson and Daisy Brown, welcome to Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music, honoring your good friend, Bobby Taylor. How are you this evening? My heart goes out to you.
Thank you very much for that great, great introduction. And I'm here, and I hope all our listeners are here with us tonight to enjoy the music of Bobby Taylor.
Thank you as well. I'm here, and I am here to assist my brother, Marshall Thompson, who was a dear, dear, dear close friend to Bobby, and I'm grateful to be a part of this event.
Well, we want to proceed, and we thank you for being here. Now, the endearing letter that has been presented by Marshall Thompson, Daisy Brown, and their family and friends goes like this: in loving memory of our dear friend, Bobby Taylor, today is a sad day for so many of us, family, friends, fans, and all of us in the music industry. Reflecting back, or should I say way back, to the day I met this dynamo, I have nothing but great memories. Bobby was a talented, gifted artist who did not mind sharing his knowledge and little tricks of the trade with you. He was not only an outstanding vocalist, he also excelled as a producer and mentor to so many of the upcoming artists dating back to the 60s and moving forward. I remember when he booked to perform at Chicago's Regal Theater, the place to be for great soulful entertainment, when I first introduced him to the Jackson Five. He embraced those young guys, and the rest is history. Today I'm saying goodbye to my friend, a giant in the music industry, a down-to-earth friend, and a devoted and loving family man. To the family, we are truly grateful that you unselfishly allowed him to be shared by his fans across the globe. We offer our love and support to you. Though he may be no longer putting his key in the door or returning from a long, tiring tour, he will always be with you as long as you keep the memories alive. I am sad, yet I rejoice knowing that my friend is at peaceful rest in the arms of our loving Savior. Thank you for sharing him with us, with the world. Rest on, dear friend. When it is all said and done, the phrase, "I'm your man," truly describes this giant. His legacy will live on forever, and I am truly grateful to be able to say that he was my dear friend. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. With heavy hearts and teary eyes, we say comfort and peace for one another. We seek comfort and peace for one another. As we mourn the loss of our departed brother, it is the memories that we will treasure and the love and laughter beyond measure, because we know through teary eyes in our hearts and minds a loved one never dies. Humbly submitted with love, respect, and admiration, Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups and the Shy Lights family, submitted by Daisy Brown, the producer of this honorary moment that we are holding so dear for Bobby Taylor. Now, the Rolling Stones, they didn't tell the complete story, but we know that Bobby Taylor, as you all will know, if you go to Marshall Thompson's Facebook page, you will see the link to the YouTube. And Bobby Taylor let it be known who he was talking to when he referred to the interview about the Jacksons. He was speaking to someone, and he was asking someone to bring him to the Jackson. Who is that young man down there singing that he could hear? The person that Bobby Taylor was speaking to was Marshall Thompson. Marshall Thompson took Bobby Taylor upon his request to see that young man because he wanted him to expose him. And that's exactly what he did. Marshall Thompson took Bobby Taylor to that man, to that young boy, and the rest is history. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know the Jackson family because of that union. So, Marshall Thompson, I want to know this. First of all, I want to thank the Queen of Diamonds for putting us together for this honorary show. But I want you to tell our listeners, when did you first meet Bobby Taylor, the veteran singer and producer who brought the Jackson 5 to Motown in the late 60s? As we know, he passed away Saturday at the age of 83. But how did that encounter go?
Well, what happened is, before Bobby Taylor got to Chicago, I had the Jacksons playing them around Chicago, me and Joe and Luther Terry. Okay, Luther Terry was the manager, I guess the road manager, and Luther Terry got me to come in to help his group out because I knew all the clubs and different things around Chicago. So they had won a talent show right there at the Regal Theater. Mom Furbush, which is my stepmom, she was in charge of all the talent shows at the Regal Theater. So she had the Jacksons on the show, and they won the talent contest and had a chance to get into the regular show. The regular show was the Shy Lights and the Artistics with Marvin Smith, and Bobby Taylor was there, the big man. And Bobby had out, "I'm Your Man," and the Jacksons came over to my auntie's house one day looking for me, and I wasn't there, so they left her a card, and I said, "Okay, let me get back to them, find out what they want." And Squirrel was singing, Bernie Shylock, she used to sing I'm Your Man. So I had the arrangements already done for the stage because the stage shows at the Wrigley Theater, it was a big band, the Red Thunders band at the time. So the Jackson, one of the Jacksons, which is not the Marlin, it's Jermaine, he was singing I'm Your Man, and he needed some music. So he came over to my house. And my auntie's house, which she's just passed away, 107 years old. She came over. He came over to get the music. I let him use the music.
Rest in peace to her. My condolences to you and your family as well.
That's where it all began. And I took Michael and the guys down to Jewtown to get some uniforms, different things. Joe, we was riding down there, Smokey Joe's, to pick up some clothes down there. Okay, then we got to just became close friends. That was 1958. So they had a chance to open up the show at the Wrigley Theater because they had won the talent show. So they opened up the show there. And I was very happy to see Bobby Taylor because I never met him. And he was in his dressing room. So I went up there to talk to him because he was with Motown. And Motown was a big thing then. And I'm up there trying to talk to him about Shylock. What can we do, man? What can we do? And then Michael and them had everybody screaming downstairs. So we heard it. Me and him was listening, and we heard Michael tearing the house down. So he said, who is that down there? I said, look, here's Ron Shackle. He's going to be a superstar one day. Michael's going to be a big star one day. So he said, let's go down there and see them. Come on, I want to go down and see what they were doing. So I took him downstairs, and Michael was doing his thing, as usual, turning around like Jane Brown, Jackie Wilson, doing his thing, and Bobby Taylor flipped out. So that's when he first got to meet the group. And after that, it was history.
Wow, that is so amazing. That is so amazing. Now, for our listening audience, you would do yourself justice to go to Marshall Thompson's Facebook page and look at the video of Bobby Taylor. He is telling the whole world that Marshall Thompson took him to these young men and how he then from there discovered that talent, and the rest is history. So, Godfather of vocal groups, we understand why you are the Godfather of vocal groups. Now, how was that for you to be able to meet Bobby Taylor once, you know, because that was your goal. You had never met him before. And so how did your friendship blossom from there?
Well, he liked the Shylocks. Once we got there, and he loved our show. We had a very good show. He had all the original guys. And my brother played drums for the Jackson for a couple of shows because the real drummer, Johnny, was sick. So my brother had to go in there and play for him.
Wow. And Bobby Taylor, he always likes to mention, he said that too. He said he always mentions the other two Jacksons, the cousins.
Johnny and the other guy. Mm-hmm. He was the both of them was cousins. Mm-hmm. One of them played keyboard. One played mm-hmm. keyboard, and Johnny was a drummer.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He was sick that day, so my brother set in for it. My brother was playing drums for me on the show. But it was a wonderful experience. I never bragged about, you know, what I did with the Jackson, because we all friends. I stay at the house when I go out there a lot, be out there with Joe and everybody. But at the same time, being out there with the guys, that I made it myself. So I didn't have to brag on Michael Jackson. Shylock had two number one albums, Lonely Man album and the Power to the People album. And we had two number one singles, Old Girl and Have You Seen Her? So I think I made my mark, so I didn't have to brag about what I did for the Jacksons. They had the best choice they had at that time was Donna Ross to introduce them because she was super big. See, I wasn't big like that. at that time.
Wow.
So they did the right thing at Motown. If they would have said Marshall Thompson discovered anything or did, that didn't mean anything. But Donna Ross meant something. So they used the right strategy to take it all the way to the top with some superstar, super bad young men.
And we know that you are very good friends with Joe Jackson. So tell us how that developed. When did you first meet, you know, the man?
Yeah.
Oh, well, when did you first meet Joe Jackson?
I met Joe Jackson, left a card at my aunt's house looking for me for
right.
my music. That's when I
right.
first met him. Okay, that's 1958.
Wow. Wow, you did mention that. You did mention that. And then that took off to, when did you meet Michael?
Friendship.
How did that friendship
same
took
time.
Off? But then at what same time? Okay, and so.
Same time, 1958 when they came to my house, my auntie's
Lord
house.
Have mercy.
Yeah, that's 1958. We've been friends ever since.
So you've been friends ever since the year Michael was born, basically.
No, he was 8 years old.
Oh, 68.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. I keep hearing 58. I'm like, okay, because I was born in 59 and Michael was older than me. Wow. This is amazing. This is amazing. So you and Bobby Taylor, the Jacksons, that family, everyone is now introduced to a whole new world. So tell me, how did that introduction into Motown for the Jacksons, because the Chocolates didn't sign to Motown, but the Jacksons did. But you were interested in Bobby Taylor as a gateway to Motown, and because of what he was doing, his work and what have you. So now, how did it transpire that the Jacksons were signed to Motown, but you all did not? And what did that, how did that come to be? How did that, you know, come
well,
to be?
Well, I ended up playing with a number one artist named, by the name of Mr. Major Lance. He had out a number one record called Monkey Time. And I was
uh-huh.
a drummer for him. I was a drummer for him. And his manager was Carl Davis. You had Gene Chandler, you had Major Lance, you had the Artistics, and everybody been on the label as it went go. Barbara Ackland, Love Makes a Woman, she was there. We're going to have a daughter on your show, too, one week. That's how it all started. And Otis LaVelle, he brought me down to Carl Davis. And once I went down to Carl Davis, then we was history.
Wow. Now, you know, that's amazing because so many groups out of the 60s brought us the soulful sounds and pretty much carved out soul school music, R&B, doo-wop, just the whole birthing of our music, our legacies. It's just amazing to even be able to talk to you and be on the phone with you. And I have 45 and albums that I played, and I can say thank you for all of your music. Now, Cliff Perkins, he tells us that he got his start in Cliff Perkins of Soul Generation, Daisy, you know, got his start mm-hmm. there. Now he's in the studio, but tell us, Daisy, what is your witness and take on how Cliff Perkins came into contact with Bobby Taylor, and then your, you know, take help Cliff out because he's not going to be able to join us. He's, you know, rehearsing.
Well,
they have shows back to back.
I can't really say too much about it, no more than back in the day when the groups were touring, they toured pretty much as groups, you know. They
mm-hmm.
Everybody was like brothers, you know. They gelled and shared ideas and thoughts and ate together, pretty much slept together, you know. And you start passing ideas and you start picking each other's brains, or you it was not a problem to pay compliments back in the day. You know, you were proud of what you did, and you were proud of what the other group did, you know, so it wasn't like,
and who influenced them, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's
there,
true.
Yeah, there
and
seemed to be a lot of recognition for giving thanks to their different influences, like Bobby Taylor on the YouTube. He mentioned, you know, Jackie Wilson. He said Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer that ever lived. He is a combination of, you know, Jackie
James
Wilson
Brown.
And Sammy Davis, James Brown and Bobby Taylor. And, you know, Frank Sinatra. You know, so you he's giving honor to that craftsmanship, that showmanship, that entertainer.
That's true. And
that's the
mentality they had back then too. You know, it was like the old school is just so, the mentality of the old school artist is so different from the mentality of the artist today.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they really should listen and try to learn from pioneers. Those who paved the way, people like Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall is a well of, oh my God, of knowledge. You know, Marshall has done so much for so many of the groups out there, and some of them have never come to even shake his hand and say thank you, man. You know, but
Lord,
he knows,
Marshall.
And like he said, he's not a person that does
too.
A lot of bragging.
Okay.
Yeah. But it makes a difference. And so I think that Cliff and they're touring, and they had a hit out too. So, you know, their music was doing so well at that time, which meant that a lot of the packages of the shows were intertwined with each other.
Right. Wow. Well, the phone lines are lit up, and there are others that would like to chime in, and so we're not going to hog the show, but I want to remind our listeners that you are tuned into Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. I'm honored to be his sidekick, Beverly Black, and I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, which is hosting Soul School Music. This is a gumbo for the soul family brand, and I also want to thank Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, for producing this honor to the legendary Bobby Taylor. So we're going to open up the phone lines and start with area code 201. Area code 201, you are on the air with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, honoring Bobby Taylor.
Hello, it's Cliff.
Hello.
Hey, Marshall,
that's
it's Cliff from Soul Generation.
Hey, how you doing there, Cliff?
What's going on, man?
Hey, everything's going on. It's great to hear your voice, my man. What a great group you have.
I'm doing great, man.
Well, now, we're honored. We are so honored. You're breaking up a little bit, but you know what? Our audience knows that you are at rehearsal and had to break away from the group. We want to thank Daisy Brown for making it possible to be connected with you, Cliff Perkins. Now, we know that you have a testimony that you can give about Bobby Taylor. So tell our listening audience what you have to say for our dearly departed Bobby Taylor.
Well, Bobby.
I think we've hit a dead pocket with you, Cliff.
Me now?
Yes,
can
I can hear you now. I sure can. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, we were at the the phone came out. We were in LA and we were doing the first R&B Music Award show, and I was standing by the door, and Barry White walks in, but I didn't know who Barry was because Barry White wasn't Barry White at the time. So he walked in the door because he was a manager back then. And then it comes to Taylor, and so
you are going in and out.
And we tried to call him and told him. And he said he loved my music and that caliber. Said he loved my music. Yeah, so that's my really my big story. For a while that night and on that evening, and then he went his way and I went my way. But it was great talking to him and listening to all his stories and how he went about his musical career. So it was great.
Wow. But it's those kind of encounters that we know were intended, and it's not coincidental, and it's not by accident. And so here you are today, you know, and you have taken away some of Bobby Taylor's influence in this musical gifting that you all have. So it's an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to be on here with you, with Marshall Thompson, with Daisy Brown. And we're going to let another caller come in. I think I might know who this is, but I'm not sure. But we're going to go with area code 213. Area code 213, your line is open, and you have joined Marshall Thompson on Soul School Music, honoring the legendary Bobby Taylor. Area code 213, did you want, hi, area code 213, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Who is this?
You have called Beverly Black on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Now, who are you? I should be asking the questions here. Who am I speaking with?
That sounds like David Banks.
And this is who it is. How you doing, Beverly?
Hey, Gloria.
Right. How you doing, Marshall and Beverly Black and Daisy? How y'all doing?
Fine,
how you doing,
you.
Dude? All right.
And Cliff Perkins. This is David Day of Enchantment. We are honored to welcome you to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. And we know the Queen of Diamonds is always up to something when people start calling in like this. Mr. David Banks, thank you
Look
so
here.
Much for being here.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, first of all, I want to say thanks for being on this program, but I didn't know I was on the open mic. I'm trying to be low key and listen. You know what I'm saying?
Not in your house.
But I'm gonna give great pleasure to knowing about Bobby Taylor. And I never met him in person, but when Enchantment came along back in, we started our pursuit in 1969. Right after, as a matter of fact, let me back up a little bit. Enchantment became a group in 1967, celebrating the anniversary of this Detroit riot and that movie Detroit. So we became a group in 1967, right after the riot, up until this day. And we were listening to groups such as the Shylights, which was one of my favorite groups back in the day. And,
what about this day?
Come on now, and this day,
never stop, God Pop.
Amen.
<Never stop. laughs>
Wow.
Stylistic, Russell and also Herb and Blue Magic and so many. The Dramatics, and I could go on and on about that. But I'm going to say this business is not an easy business. It wasn't easy when we got into it. And right now, it's truly not easy now because the industry has changed with the radio programming. Like today, we have internet radio like you guys are doing right now. But back in the day, you know, you had the radio stations to play your music. And it's not the same now. It's completely different. So it is. It's totally different. And
Well, I know you testifying, and I know Marshall knows what you're talking about. And I know Cliff Perkins knows what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, Cliff Perkins. Yeah, hey, who your OG is?
And I know Daisy knows, because me and Daisy talk about it all the time.
And that's right. And look here, I was sitting up here, I'm paying attention to what's going on today with this Amazon, this big migration of Amazon doing all this, they're doing all of this hiring today. And Amazon is one of the places now that's distributing all this music and videos. You know, they're one of the major distributors in the world. So this is what's going on today instead of a lot of the radio stations that went the way it used to be. It's not like that anymore, you know. So we're changing the times every day.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for, you know, remaining enchanting and always bringing it. Congratulations to the anthology that is newly released with all of your catalog. Now, by far, what would you recommend our listeners to listen to when it comes to Bobby Taylor? We know that he produced 6 classic Jackson 5, Michael Jackson songs that went platinum among just a few of the accolades that people could say about Bobby Taylor. But what would you say by far would be your greatest, comment about Bobby Taylor?
Well, I'm gonna put it like this. I'm going to say everything. Hey, just spin it around and just pick one. I mean, where can you start at? Where can you start? I mean, yeah. I mean, my suggestion might be somebody else. Oh, that ain't the one. It might be this one. You know, Who's Loving You, or I Want You Back, or it might be some Mama Pearl. I remember I used to do the Pearl too. What you say,
Marshall? Man, I got Mama's Pearl on 45.
That's right. Oh, you do?
Yeah, Mama's Pearl by the Jackson 5. Mama's Pearl.
Mama's Pearl.
Now, you got the wrong one.
Hey. Hey, yes, hey, you remember how to do the Pearl? We used to do the Pearl back in the day, too.
Well, let me tell you something. I was just getting here back in the day. I was born in 69, so that's when Marshall hit the stage.
Oh, shoot.
You know, Gene Chandler, okay. That's when he hit the stage. You was probably getting out of high school when I was coming along. And so, okay, we're around the same age.
You going to talk about the Duke Earl or nah? Not the Duke of Earl now.
Yes, the Duke of Earl. Don't give me
Rainbow 65 and all that. What you talking about?
Oh, my God. Do you know that the Duke of Earl, Marshall Thompson, had him on his show last year, and I all but lost my mind. I'm still reeling from it. That was by far. Marshall,
that's right.
Callum. Oh, my God. That was
that's
by
right.
far the
that's...
greatest. Now, let me ask
that's
you.
That's right.
Because you all have heard Bobby Taylor lead some of the greatest names into this industry. Drop some of the pearls of wisdom that he dropped to you all. What is some of the advice that Bobby Taylor would have given you? We're going to go around, starting with Marshall Thompson. Then we're going to get to Daisy. David Banks is going to come back to you. Cliff Perkins is gone back to rehearsal, but we know how he feels. But Marshall Thompson, what types of pearls did Bobby Taylor drop on y'all?
Well, Bobby did a lot. I mean, when I first met Bobby, he told me about dealing with the industry. He found out I was Gladys Knight's drummer, and then I went to Major Lance and played drums for him, and he told me, what about that group that you got on the show right now, the Shylight? I say, well, from the talent that I had, Bobby, from traveling all over the world, they gave me the initiative to take my group and do what I had to do. Now, Michael Jackson, the first place I sent him to out of town was Houston, Texas, Ray Barnett Cinder Club. That was the first place they played a concert out of town. They went down there in the station wagon over Houston, Texas, played Ray Barnett Cinder Club. That was way back in the day. That was right before they went in and got the deal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, So Bobby was very, very instrumental in doing everything, keeping everybody going. He also wanted me to bring everybody over to China. You know, that's where his funeral is next week in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so he wanted to bring all the artists over there. Enchantment. He said, bring these artists all over here so they can work. He always wanted the artists to work. That's what he believed in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, I listened to his YouTube intently, you know, and he said it for himself that you were the person that brought him to the Jacksons. So basically, you discovered the Jacksons and you had them on tour. And I remember we had a show, and we're going to have a show August 29th honoring Michael Jackson. But I remember, you know, on some of our other shows with other guests, hearing about how you had the Jacksons, you know, touring and taking them out of town to, you know, they had never left Gary, Indiana until you had taken them to Texas. And for Joe Jackson and Catherine Jackson.
Yeah, the first one was Houston, Texas. That's Ray Barnett's Cinder Club. That's where they played.
Wow. Mm-hmm. History, 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 mm-hmm. folks, right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, live on Tri-Family Channel, produced in part by Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown. Y'all better get up on her and bring her and her talent to your town. Now, Daisy, tell us what do you take away from knowing Bobby Taylor and his wonderful, wonderful history in this industry?
Well, I met Bobby. We did a show down, Shy Lights show down in Florida, and that was the time that I met him. And he had a very... His personality was just like, it was just great. He was just a beautiful person, and I see a lot of his persona in Marshall's following in a lot of his footsteps, and that has made me a very strong person in the industry. Marshall piggybacked off of Bobby, and of course I'm trying to get as much from Marshall as I can. I'm the sponge.
Wow, wow. So it is that mentoring and that passing on of the jewels and the gems and just the knowledge of the industry. I've learned a lot from Marshall Thompson. We've been affiliated for a little more than a year. Praise be to God. We've been on the air. We celebrated our first anniversary, and I could not have been more happy than to have Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. So I understand, Daisy, when you're at the feet of greatness and taking in the gems, just like I told you yesterday, I sit at your feet, Queen. And so I want to thank you definitely for everything that you bring and the very endearing evocation in honor of the legendary Bobby Taylor. Now, Dave,
thank you.
The Enchanting Banks, Gloria, my sunshine has gone away.
Yeah, sunshine.
my 45s, I don't play.
Okay, all right.
What would you take away as the greatest gems that Bobby Taylor could have dropped on you in this industry?
Well, I'm going to say that, Bobby Taylor introduced the Jacksons to the world. And when Enchantment, I'm going to go back, in 1969 in Detroit, Michigan, just after David Ruffin had just left the Temptations, and he released his first solo album called My Whole World Is In It, Ended. We were on they had a show in Detroit, just like the Motown Review, but this program was put on by WCHB radio station, and they had David Ruffin as the featured artist, featuring his first solo album, My Whole World Is Ended, The Fantastic Four, The Originals. They had the Jackson 5 on the Billboard, and nobody knew who the Jackson 5 were. And this particular talent show, Enchantment won this particular talent show singing a song called California Dreaming. We won first place at the talent show.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And the guy, and the guy that brought that show into where they performed was, his name is Al Perkins.
That's right. That's right. The Perker. That's right. The Perker.
Wow.
That's
wow,
right.
Wow, wow, wow.
See, Marshall,
now, you
just
know
too much.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, Marshall, old school. I was listening to, for God's sake,
yes,
you got to give power to the people and all of that.
Come
you know
down.
What I'm saying?
Come on down.
That's right. He sure did. But
well, now,
Enchantment.
Well, go ahead.
I'm listening.
No, go ahead. You got.
No, I was saying we won that talent show in 1969, and during that time you had all the groups. You had the Dramatics. Well, the Dramatics came out with What You See in 1971. You had the Whispers out with Something. You had War. You had Stylistics.
Now,
Enchantment didn't release anything until 1975. Which is on this anthology CD that they just released on us last Friday. And that song is called Deliver Us From Evil, from which it was a movie score back then. And we had a song on that. That CD is called, it's called Call Me, which is on this CD that was just released. But that wasn't our first hit. Our first major hit was Gloria that came off that a year after that.
All right.
So, Yeah. So then finally, let me back up a little bit. Finally, we found out who the Jackson Five were with I Want You Back and ABC and all that. I said, boy, this is a fantastic group. They were well-polished. Very well-polished. You know, we said, wow, okay, we heard of this group a couple of years ago before we actually saw them, you know. So I'm saying Bobby contributed a lot to the music industry as far as introducing us to the Jackson Five. Motown was already a legend, you know, and he had so many artists. And also as well as the Shylights, listening to Chi-Town Records and all them people from over there, you know, I used to carry my albums around listening to Marshall Nim and the Motown artists, the Temptations, the Dramatics came out in 71. I mean, that's a whole nother story. I could tell you that because me and Willie Ford and Ron Banks, we go way back.
Tell us that. Yeah, you can tell us that, and I want to tell you when you can tell us that. You can tell us that on Soul School Music, September 6th. David, tell them who's training me. You can tell us that on September 6th on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson while I have written it in my calendar and have it tentatively scheduled. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably pretty good. I think we could work that out. But, yeah, it's so much to tell.
Wow.
And I wasn't ready for this. I just eased up on this one.
Well, that's okay because you know what? On September 6th, we're going to have you ease right on into the whole story.
Ease back on in.
Sound.
I'll be trying to be smooth,
right,
you know, like.
Smooth like Marshall Thompson smooth.
Yeah. Hey, you
know
what?
That's real smooth.
hey, I stumbled up on Marshall them the other night watching Marshall and Fred Thomas them on what's the name of that movie? I was just sitting up there laughing.
Original Gangster.
Original
Gangster.
Wow. Now see, I'm glad you brought that up because we're gonna have
that's a classic, boy.
Right now. That is a classic. And I want you to know that Daisy has a testimony about that movie. And because you brought it up, I have to put her on the spot. Marsha Thompson.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Let me ask you something about them suits, Marsha Thompson. How clean did you feel that night? Did you feel clean that night, Marsha Thompson?
You know, Daisy did a lot really with them suits. Daisy made a lot of stuff for those suits. you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
looking good. Now we're looking like kings on there.
That's right. That's right.
I just love doing what I do. That's all. God has blessed
right.
me to be with some beautiful people.
Well,
and
you
know, our audience. Go ahead, Marshall.
It's been a long road, and to remember way back in those days, just like when David brought my attention back to my good friend Al Perkins from Detroit,
yeah.
He was a top DJ. He was the guy
yeah.
that when they had the 5 heartbeats, where he was the guy spinning the records when the lady was knocking, wanted to find the 5 heartbeats, told him to come on down to the radio station. That was Al Perkins. Okay,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. That was
yeah.
my good friend. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, the
wow. Parker. Yeah, I tell you what, I know I had the stroke, but I still got a great memory.
Yeah. Boy,
yeah.
It was Al Perkins and E. Rodney Jones, and back in the day, they were partners, right?
That's right.
You're right.
Yeah, we don't give
but
that
you know,
stroke no power, you know, because one thing about it, you have a torch to carry, and you carry it well, my brother, Mr. Marshall Thompson. And I want to
yeah.
remind our listeners that you have been listening to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, honoring the legendary Bobby Taylor. These two gentlemen are the reason why we know about the Jacksons. Okay,
that's
Michael
right.
Jackson.
That's
we would have never, ever, maybe somehow, but things happen the way they happen for a reason. So I want to salute you,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Marshall Thompson, for hearing the call when Bobby Taylor couldn't get through rehearsal or a show because he can hear this young man down there. And when he asked you about them, you could have said, oh, never mind all that. Never mind them kids.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm trying to talk to you about grown men. You could have said that.
Yeah. He heard all that screaming downstairs. And them girls
uh-huh.
was going crazy with them Jacksons. And we ran downstairs to watch them turning around, spinning around like James Brown and their boy Jackie Wilson. He was doing the same spins
yeah.
he was doing down
yeah.
on the stage.
But
it was real. I knew Michael was going to do something, but I didn't know he was going to get that big. And when I went to the funeral at the burial, I was at the burial when we put him in the mausoleum at Lawrence Cemetery. When I was sitting
yeah.
there, when I got up and made a speech, I said the same thing. I said, I just didn't know. Michael Jackson used to open up the show for me. About
yeah.
6 months later, I was opening up the show for him.
It was crazy. Pass the baton. You better believe it. That's right. That's right.
Well, we're still
we're still friends. That's the main thing.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Well, we're coming to the
yes.
close of the show, so we're going to give some final comments. So I want to allow Mr. David Banks to give his final comment, Daisy Brown her final comment, and then Marshall Thompson is going to close it down, y'all.
That's right. Well, this is David Banks. I came in on the tail end of everything, which is never too late because I got a little word in here with my special people, Marshall and Daisy. And
Let me say something to you, David. You said a lot of people are listening to you, okay? So
yes,
now you
yes.
gotta say it properly. You said this is David Banks, but David Banks, who you with?
David Banks of Enchantment, the group Enchantment.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Now
That's right, Gloria.
You
it's you that it's you that I need, baby, and Silly Love Song and all of them good songs.
There you go.
And let me put my little pitch.
That's my David Banks.
And we have a new anthology album just came out. It's called Sunshine. It's on Cherry Red Records. It was just released Friday. So reach out, email it, pull it up, buy it, and reach out to us, and we're still around. The last man standing. That's right.
And you're going to be
right
here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, September 6th, Tennessee.
That's right.
Confirm with, you know, whoever you need to confirm with, and let's get ready to partake. So now Dave's Queen of Diamonds. I want to thank you for making it possible for Mr. David Banks to come on this show. I want to thank Mr. David Banks for being here with us, Mr. Cliff Perkins, who had to go to rehearsal. I want to thank him. Daisy, Queen of Diamonds, give us some parting words
Queen
before
of
Mr. Thompson takes us out.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure to be here with everyone this evening. And working with Marshall for so many years, I've learned so much. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world. I love you, Marshall.
Thank you.
I love you too, Marshall. David Banks
loves
you too, Marshall. The Godfather.
Same here. I love each and every one of you. I got a call from Canada today. They're doing a great big story on me in the morning about Bobby Taylor. They got a great big story. That's in Toronto, Canada. And it covers the whole Canada. Country over in Canada.
Wow. The Queen. That's right.
Wow. Well, that is amazing. And you know, you continue to wow the audiences. You and the Delphonics just had a show over the past weekend. Everyone can visit the Shy Lights at chi-lites.info to catch up on their tour calendar. Marshall Thompson, my brother from another, you know I love you like no other, and I appreciate so much the fact that I'm able to be your sidekick right here on Soulful Music. And this is brought to you by Genius is Common, the creator of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam. Mr. Bruce George is the founder of Genius is Common. He invites you to express your genius at www.geniusiscommon.com. David Banks, we need to have your genius video before you hit this low, September 6th.
Okay.
We're going to be looking forward. Again, this is co-produced by Ms. Queen of Diamond, Daisy Brown, because you know what? She allowed me to sit at her feet and learn, and I want to thank Marshall Thompson for that introduction. So it's always a pleasure to shout you out, my sister.
Right.
Always a pleasure to come together. So now, Marshall Thompson, you have the last word. Before I give it over to you, I want to invite our listeners to follow our studio page at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel and on Twitter at Soul School Music. Take us home, Marshall Thompson.
Well, I'd like to say thank you to everybody around the world, because it is around the world, for listening to our station here. Every Tuesday you have me here along with Beverly with the great show here, and we want you to keep on listening because you're going to learn a lot as you go. We have nothing but the best artists in the country. We had Bubbles from Gladys Knight, the Pips. We had so many here. We had Gene Chandler. We can go on and on. We had Little Anthony from the Imperials, okay?
Right.
One of the greatest people who ever hit the stage, period. And they're right here. If you want to talk to them, you can listen to our station, and you'll be able to talk to the artists personally.
Exactly.
Some of your favorite artists of all time.
And we are also so grateful that we moved to Wednesdays because of our dear good friend, Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. When I spoke with him, he was watching the debates, the presidential debates. And so, excuse Mr. Marshall Thompson, the error, because you remember we moved to Wednesday because of Cuba Gooding. And so, you know, rest in heaven to all the legends that are partying together. Bobby Taylor, we honor you. We thank you for everything that you have given to us. And we will be back next Wednesday with Mr. Cliff Perkins of Soul Generation, and that will be produced by none other than the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. So I want to thank all of you for listening, and I want to encourage you to continue to evoke the genius in you. And we want to thank Mr. Bruce George, Genius is Common, for sponsoring Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. So you all be well, have a great one, and our thoughts, heart, and prayers go out to Bobby Taylor and his family. And God bless you and yours.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed. Amen.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
That passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Joe. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see, oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? Woo! She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. I was riding so high. What eyes of a child.
Eyes of a child.
Shining so bright.
Yes!
Can't wait. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Down below. Thank you, you're so beautiful, huh? I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she said to remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of.
I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the gun, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day.
Hi, my name is Marshall Thompson, godfather of vocal groups from the Satellites. Genius is common. My genius is when I played with Gladys Knight and the Pips from the beginning of my career, played drums, and went all the way with my career with two number one, two top 20 singles, and all the way to the top, number one for 18 weeks. Genius is common.
Greetings. My name is Bruce George, and I'm the founder of the slogan, Genius is Common. The word genius is an elitist word, of the elitist, for the elitist, and by the elitist. And what Genius is Common basically is doing is it is tearing down the Berlin Wall of the word genius. And what I would like for you to do is to join us around the world in tearing that elitist word down and putting it in the hands of the people where it belongs. In actuality, we are all geniuses. We all have a genius seed. Some call it God, some call it other things. You take a young lady who's from an inner city project, housing project, who microbraids hair like Picasso painted, that's her genius. You take a gentleman that has been buffing floors for over 40 years where the floor looks like it's wet but it's dry, that's his genius. What we're doing around the world is we are uploading videos to YouTube expressing what our individual genius is. We would love for you to join us with this campaign. When you upload your video, make sure that you include the hashtag #GeniusIsCommon and GeniusIsCommon.com. We're looking forward to you being a part of this movement. Signing off, Bruce George, founder of the slogan Genius is Common.